Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
If I were a drummer, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter.
What to do with God? and what you're gonna do. No matter who or what we are, we must pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, bless your name. Oriko Shama Marikiri Shataba. Rikiri Rabu Shataya. We into you this morning. Come on, church. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. And if you could have come to that, we have got to say that you have got to teach your only begotten Son, that all may be saved in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come today, oh God, hallelujah, lifting our hands up, oh God. We come, oh God, exalting your mighty name, oh God. We come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we give you all the praise and glory and all the adoration, oh God. Oh Lord, we come to give you thanksgiving, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, for keeping us, oh God, all day yesterday, oh God. And even right now, Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, calling our lifetime. We thank you, Lord God, that you have a plan for our life, oh God, to give us an expected end, a hope in the future. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, we come, oh God, seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness and truth, oh God. Lord, we come this morning to be changed, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we come, oh God, ask you, oh God, use us, oh God. Whatever it is that you have for us to do, we shall be obedient, oh God, to do all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God, that you talk in front of, oh God, and our family members and loved ones. We thank you for the Lord's help and strength of our family members and loved ones of today, oh God. We thank you for the beat of our heart, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for restoring our soul, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, do what only you can do, oh God. Touch in a way that only you can touch, oh God. Bring healing to our bodies, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and teach our minds. Lord, I believe you that this here is not the end. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God. I believe that Jesus really prepared a place for us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, he said,
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, with these are holy, You shall live and you shall die. 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 You shall live and you shall Jesus name, oh God. Jesus Christ, over your home right now. Every home of to me, over our finances, over our marriages, over our children, all that we have and all that we will have. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we can't thank you, Lord, but yet still we trust you. Lord, let us receive this, Lord, over your right now, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you and we love you, Father. We give it all over to you, Lord. We can't say we care and burden down for the Bible says to give it to you, Lord God, for you care. So we give it all over to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we love you, but we thank you, Lord God, that you love us first. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We don't come just to be doing something, oh God. Our love is, we come, oh God, for the information and love that you have placed in us. And we thank you, oh God, for that love, oh God, that we are able to love.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Yahweh, God, we thank you. We bless your holy name, and peace come and be still. Hallelujah to your name, God. We decree and declare right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, and that we are healed. That we're delivered, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're blessed and we're favored, oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, we're set free, amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, there's no lack in debt, no poverty, amen.
Right.
We have riches that come from our Father, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. We bless your name, Lord. Move on us right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus, God, Lord, let the fruits of your Spirit, hallelujah, the fruits of the Spirit take hold of us right now and manifest in our actions, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you, Father.
Thank you.
We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. If you just lift your hands and right where you are,
hallelujah,
and just give God all praise, glory, and honor. Will you worship him right now?
Yes.
Will you thank him right now, hallelujah? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood that reaches us right now.
Thank
you, Lord, for the blood. We love you, Lord. We give it all over to you right now because you first loved us, Father. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. We declare the prayer right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Whenever there was division, there is there unity. When there was chaos, there was peace. When there was lack, there was more than enough, amen. When there was blindness, there was sight. When there was darkness, there is healing right now, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. When there were God curses, there were blessings right now, amen. Because our Heavenly Father has to finally intervene right now and talk it all for our hearts, for our good, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare your law.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
Jesus,
for the devil is defeated.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
And we thank you for our time.
Hallelujah.
God, you know.
Hallelujah.
We give all of it to you, Lord.
Yeah.
Go receive right now a beauty for ashes.
Yeah.
The joy, hallelujah, of God for mourning.
Yeah.
The garment of praise of the spirit of heaviness. We receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
And right now in Jesus Christ's mighty name, hallelujah, we put on the full armor of God.
Amen.
And we walk in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that we're covered.
Yeah.
By the armor of God. From our heads to our feet.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, O God, for your armor today.
Hallelujah.
Your mighty armor, we thank you, Father.
Thank you.
And we declare to God that it is so. It shall be all the way.
Right.
And we are blessed. And we can never be cursed. And we're going from glory to glory to glory.
Yeah.
And we thank you for it,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
We serve this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah.
That does all things but fail. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, for your word on today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We stand on it right now.
Yeah.
On your word.
Hallelujah.
And we still will stand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
With the blood. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, church. Give God all praise right now. Will you praise him?
Hallelujah.
Will you praise him right now? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Speak God for who he is.
Amen.
Will you praise him? Right now, because of who he is, not because what he what you're asking to do, but because of who he is, my Lord, my God, will you praise him? Will you praise him, church? Will you praise him right now? Even though we can't hear you, will you praise him for yourself right now? Right when you're because we're not with you, hallelujah. Will you praise him right when you're because I can't lay my eyes on you? Will you praise him right now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And walk in expectancy, expecting God to do it. We didn't pray just to be praying. We pray in expectancy by faith that God is going to do everything that we prayed about. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that it is done now.
Hallelujah.
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 Will you just thank him?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Will you just thank him?
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It is God that has kept us.
Yeah.
That we see new mercy and new grace once again. Amen. And there's someone that took their last breath.
That's right.
Even before this call.
That's right.
There's someone that heartbeat for the last time.
Uh-huh.
But God made it possible for us to be here again to give thanks.
Amen. Amen.
If you're not giving thanks, then what are you doing?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because if you thought you thought it's because of your power that you got up this morning, I want you to know that you're fooling yourself.
Right.
My Lord, my God. We worship you, Lord. We just want to worship you right there. We just want to thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for all that you've done. We thank you, Lord God, that you have provided more than we thank you, Lord God, that there's no lack in our home. We thank you, Lord God, for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for saving. We thank you that we had 1,000 tongues of peace. We shall come thank you. And that we let us show we thank you that you saved us. Oh, my. Come on in. We thank God for that. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome every single one here to Sunday service this morning. We thank you for being with us here in this 10 a.m. hour. You could have been anywhere, but we thank God that you are right here with us.
Amen.
We thank every single one that's here with us in Houston, Texas. Thank you for joining us for Sunday service. Thank every single one that's joining us from Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, and surrounding areas, Lake Charles, Baton Rouge. We thank every single one of you for joining us this morning. For Sunday service, every single body that's joining us from New York City, New York, amen, every single body from Brooklyn, every single body from Chicago, Illinois, Alabama, thank every single one. We welcome you. Welcome every single body here.
We are the Gospel Public Ministries.
Yes, we are the Gospel Public Ministries. Amen. We'd like to welcome you. I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And I'm Apostle Tony Command.
Amen. So we just want to welcome you.
Welcome.
I just took it away from my wife. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to go ahead on and just finish the welcome off. You know, if this is your first time here in Sunday service with you, we would like to personally welcome each and every one of you here. If you would just press 1 on your telephone so we can welcome you here, you know, pray for you and pray over you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes, Lord.
Right?
Amen.
This is God's day.
Amen.
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 So we shall rejoice and be glad in this day. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is good. God is so good. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
And he is so worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Didn't he wake you up this morning while you're right here with us? So he is worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Again, you always are so happy to be here. We're excited.
My Lord.
We're excited that God has just.
My sister.
Yes.
Christ have went on to see the Lord. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Now we understand, you know, that there are some hurting hearts right now. We understand, you know, that there are, you know, some crying and some mourning, and nobody can really say just the right things to say when somebody's mourning. You know, this is a time, you know, to where you can mourn for your loved ones, but it's also the time to celebrate. We celebrate because this spirit that's inside of this body, one day this spirit is going to leave this body and it's going to go back to where it comes from. So that means the spirit of a man or the spirit of a woman, once it leaves the physical body, it goes back to where it belongs. And we belong to God.
So that means being absent from the body is being present with the Lord. So we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate the life of our dear sister and friend, Valencia Allen, you know, in the Allen family. You know, we're going to celebrate. You know, we're going to keep y'all in prayer. We love y'all so much. Y'all have done so much with me and my wife, you know, in ministry, and we just love y'all so much.
The Bible says,
hallelujah.
The Bible says, don't love this life to death, you all. So enjoy while you have.
Amen.
But it was time to go.
That's right.
You're going home to be with Jesus. Amen. At this time, you all, I'm getting before myself. To remind everyone that's on the call today, if it's your first time with us, at 10 a.m. we have our communion every Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to be taking communion. We're going to have a song selection, my brother Joel, and then we're going to have another song selection, and then we're going to take communion. Amen?
Right.
Amen.
Good morning. I'm just glad to be with y'all. Yes, it's just we having a little storm up here, but, you know, God is in that storm, so we're gonna get through it. And for all the families that are going through a hard time, bereaving, you know, God, just remember God is able to do anything. He don't make mistakes. We make them, but he don't. And you got to know it's all ever low, but you just got to put your trust in God. I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go. I just got to go. Oh, I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go. I just got to go. No more dying over there where Jesus lives. No more dying over there where Jesus lives. No more dying over there where Jesus lives. I want to go. I just got to go. Love over there where Jesus lives. So much love over there where Jesus lives. Love over there where Jesus lives. I want to go. Lord, I just got to go. I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go where Jesus lives. I want to go. I just got to go. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Brother Joe. We thank you so much for the song selection. Oh, my God, you really blessed our soul today. May God continue to pour into you great and mighty. And all that you poured out right now, may it be returned to you double. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and may God bless you and your family. We love you, and we thank God for you.
Okay,
amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. I want to go where Jesus lives. Amen. That should be our focus. That should be the direction that we want to go where Jesus lives. Amen. We have one more song selection. We'll come back for communion and then the preacher word. God bless you.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power in the precious.
give you strength to make it from day, day to day. Oh, it will never, thank you, it will never, he's the same yesterday and forever. It will
thank God for the blood. Hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave it and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which I will do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which I shed for you. Let
us. Well, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have already done for us. We thank you, Father God, for your finished works. We thank you, Father God, that when you said it finished and you gave up your life right there on that cross, you defeated Satan right there, Father God. That was right there when you defeated Satan. So we just want to say thank you. Satan had to give up the keys to death and Hades. And we thank you, Father God, for your finished works. That right there, Father God, when you died and went to hell for us, hallelujah, you were crucified, we were crucified with you, so we thank you. And we thank you, Father God, that you, when you rose again, hallelujah, we rose with you, hallelujah. When you ascended into heaven, Father God, we thank you that you took us with you, hallelujah. And because, Father God, we know that you sit on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, right now making intercessions for us, Father God. We sit with you right now. So we just want to say thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to come to you, to commune, remembering what you have already done. So every single thing that is broken in our lives, Father God, We thank you for the broken body of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, that because your body has been broken, our bodies may be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that because of the blood of Jesus Christ, it cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time, Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us, hallelujah. That you took all of our sin and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities and all of our trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can now take this piece of bread, hallelujah, which represents your body in remembrance of you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, how you were whipped and crucified for each of us. We thank you, Father God, for your broken body. And because of your broken body, Father God, we have been made healed in the mighty name of Jesus. So we say by the word of our testimony, by your stripes, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us and for touching us and for healing us. We thank you, Father God, you took this bread. You broke, you said, take heat, for this is my body, which was broken for you. And we partake in faith right now. You may eat. Hallelujah. Likewise, Father God, your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, he took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. For your blood is our atonement. Your blood, it justifies us. It sanctifies us.
Thank you.
Thank you. It redeems us. It cleanses us and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, and all of our transgressions, and all of our trespasses. Your blood, it heals us in the holy name of Jesus Christ. So we now take this cup, hallelujah, in remembrance of you in faith. You may drink. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, now we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody that do agree says amen, amen, amen again. Come on, somebody give God some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We'll be back for the preached word that will be preached by our very own Apostle Tawanika Manning. So y'all stay right there. We'll have one song selection. We'll be right back for the preached word.
Come soon. Sweet perfume, your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon. Your heart's presence feels this room. This is holy ground. Ground, so
Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we have made it here to the message part of Sunday service here this morning. So I would like for every single body that's in attendance, whether you by way of our church line or whether you're on the or streaming live on the internet, you know, help me to welcome my beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning. You know, she is a so much of a God-fearing woman, someone that's going to pray for you without hesitation. Hallelujah. Someone that's going to stand in the place to intercede for you when you're in your time of need. Someone that can get a word from God. Hallelujah. Someone that wakes up every single morning before the sun comes up and go into prayer asking God, what is it that you would have for me to do today? Hallelujah. A loving and devoted wife. Hallelujah. A loving mother, hallelujah. A dear and devoted friend, amen. So help me welcome my wonderful and beautiful wife, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Lord God. I thank God for you. So we just thank God. We give God our praise as we worship in the Holy Spirit out of this way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we just thank God right now for this time that God has given us ears that we can hear, that we can receive with understanding. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, God, for this opportunity one more time, oh God, to receive from you. We thank you for the pouring in right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, oh God. Lord, we come right now, Father God, thanking over and over again. We can't thank you enough. So I say, Jesus, amen, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease that you may have all the increase in me right now. Let me speak, oh God, with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith, in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done right now as it is in heaven. Through me, oh God, I give myself to you. Let the glory of the Lord arise. Heavenly Father, I ask that you, how we let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us right now in service, according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to arise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against every hindering spirit, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of distraction right now. And I command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I declare we are justified, that we are delivered from these spirits and that we can receive. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you open up a channel of our spirit so that we can receive your word on today, and that it will take root and manifest in our actions. And we just want to say thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Again, hallelujah. I send out my condolences, amen, to the Allen family this morning. Amen. For our daughters, just two daughters. and three granddaughters. Amen. So we pray their strength on today. Hallelujah. Today the message is, hallelujah, we thank God for the message. The message is the enemy is using what is in you to destroy you. And I say it again. It's a pretty long title, message today, hallelujah. But I won't keep you long. But I want to get to see, because the word came to me early this week, hallelujah. God was saying to me that what is in us is destroying us, and the enemy is using that. So the message today is the enemy is using what is in you to destroy you. Hallelujah. Whether you have hate, jealousy, unforgiveness, anger, bitterness, selfishness, foolishness, greed, gossip, rage, fear, lust, disobedience, drunkenness, the enemy is using what is in you to destroy you. What is already in you that you refuse, amen, be delivered from. See, I want you to understand that anything that we're in agreement to, God will not deliver us from that, because we are in agreement. So the Bible said, well, there are two one together, in agreement. Remember how powerful agreement is, amen? So you are not just in agreement by yourself, you're in agreement with the Spirit. And this is what the enemy is using to destroy you. Hallelujah. If you go over with me, you all, to the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. Like I said, I'm not going to be long with this message. Hallelujah. It's going to speak volumes to your spirit so that you will be delivered from that that is in you that is destroying you today. Amen. Today, I declare the cross today in the name of Jesus, because with the mantle that God has placed on my life as his apostle, that you will be delivered from that tree that is operating you to destroy you today. Amen. So we look in the book of Matthew, chapter 15. Hallelujah. Verse 10 through 20, and I'm coming out of the New King James Version. Hallelujah. Matthew, hallelujah. Chapter 15, verse 10 through 20. Pastor Manny, do you have your, what is it, English Bible? What's the other Bible that you use, other translation that you use? I want you to
translate
it from another translation for me. The NIV, yes. Can you pull that scripture for me? Matthew chapter 15, verse 10 through 20. I'm going to ask you to do something for me. I'm going to read the New King James Version, and I'm going to have Pastor Madden to read from the version that he has today for me. So I'm coming out the book of Matthew chapter 15, verse 10 through 20 of the New King James Version. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 15 through 20, amen, hallelujah. The Bible says in chapter 10, when he had called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand, not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out the mouth, this defiles a man. Then his disciples came and said to him, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. Then Peter answered and said to him, explain this parable to us. So Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. Verse 19 says, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, abortions, fornications, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. So at this point, I want the pastor man to read it from the version that he has.
Okay. All right. I will read this from the NIV. Jesus called the crowd unto himself and said, listen and understand. What goes into a man's mouth does not make him unclean, but what comes out of his mouth, that what makes him unclean. And 12 said, then the disciples came to him and asked, do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this? 13, he replied, every plant that my heavenly Father has planted will be pulled up by the root. He says, leave them, they are blind guided. if the blind man leads the blind man, both will fall into a pit. 15, Peter said, explain this parable to us. 16, are you still so dull? Jesus asked them. Don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and then out of the body? But 18, but the things that come out of the mouth from the heart, these make a man unclean. 19 reads here, for out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testament, slander. 20 says, these are what makes a man unclean, but eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So no matter what version you're looking up that you're reading from on today, I want you to look at it, it is saying the same thing. Amen. So understanding this, hallelujah, hallelujah, I want you to understand this because, again, the message is the enemy is using what is in you to destroy you. Hallelujah. So we see here, amen,
hallelujah,
what is already in you operating is what the enemy is using to destroy you. When we look at the scripture here in 10 through 20, hallelujah, hallelujah, understanding, we want God to keep our outward appearance. I want you to understand it, attractive, but what is in our heart, what is in you is even more important. That is in your heart, that is what's defiling you, is what the enemy is using to destroy you. See, the way we hold him, the way we are deep down inside, hallelujah, with others can't matter. And I want you to understand it, they can't see this. I want you to understand, but God sees all, and what he said today, that what is in you is what the enemy is using to destroy you. What are you like on the inside? Amen. That is the question. When people become Christians, God makes them different on the inside. You hear me say this all the time. When you get Christ, you get changed. Amen. From the inside out. When you're out there, some people may look the same, but what in you is not what it used to be. Amen. See, God walks out. Hallelujah. That's to see healthy thoughts and motives, not just healthy food and exercise. Because I want you to understand what is in you is destroying you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, see, Jesus Christ, the Bible says, then Satan entered Judas. So what saw the name Antichrist? When we look at the book of Luke 22 and 3, who was numbered among the 12. So he went in his way and confronted you with the chief priests and captain, how he may betray him to them. And the Bible says, and they were God and agreed to give him money. See, what was operating in him? See, the enemy used that to destroy him. You would understand if he was counted one to be with Jesus. Amen? But because he had the spirit of God, I mean, the spirit of mammon on the inside, the spirit of greed on the inside, the enemy, hallelujah, used God, hallelujah, to enter into him, to destroy him. See, I want you to understand, the enemy cannot operate in you illegally. He has legal right because what is in you gives him legal right to enter in, and he's using that thing to destroy you. So if you're operating in jealousy, you are just agreeing with the enemy to come in to destroy you by using what is already in you. Amen? You need to be delivered from that thing that's allowing the enemy to come in to destroy your life. Amen? Because God has a calling on your life. I want you to understand this. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you will get this on today. What are Satan's, and I want to hallelujah, what are Satan's greatest tools to keep you from living God's plan and purpose for your life? It's fear. A lot of us have fear on the inside.
Amen.
And see, Satan is using this spirit of fear to enter into you, to destroy you. See, if fear comes in all shapes and sizes, it can look like worry, worrying about your finances, worrying about your children, worrying about losing your job, worrying about when the world is going to end.
Amen.
See, the enemy is using that thing of fear that's in you to enter into you, to destroy you. My Lord, my God, the Bible says, hallelujah, the Bible says in John 10 and 10, we hear it all the time, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I want you to understand, when he enters in and uses everything to destroy you, is according to the scripture, because it is something that he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. And he's using that very thing that's on the inside of you. A lot of us are operating with disobedience. And he's using that very thing to enter in to destroy you. Many have died before their time because they was operating with the spirit of disobedience, allowing the enemy to come in to wreak havoc on their life, to wreak havoc on the inside. He used that very thing to destroy you. He's using the spirit of greed to enter in, to operate legally in you. To destroy you. He's using that spirit of jealousy to enter in, to operate, to legally to destroy you. He's entered in the spirit of anger to enter in to destroy you. He's entered in you by the spirit of foolishness to destroy you. He's entered in the way of gossip to come in to destroy you. He's entered in by the spirit of unforgiveness to destroy you. He's entering in right now to destroy you because of drunkenness. I want you to understand, according to the book of Galatians, 5:19-21, the Bible says, now the works of the flesh are every wish of abortion, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish, drunkenness, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, even murders and drunkenness, revelries, and the like of which, any of them that are like, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, I'm coming. Hallelujah. It's an end, the like of which, he says, I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. I want you to understand that Satan is using that jealousy, hatred, contention, lewdness, idolatry, outbreaks of wrath. I want you to know envy and murders and drunkenness. I want you to know everything that's alike to destroy you. I want you to be delivered today. Amen. Are you clearing the crowd of fruit of the Spirit? Operating you in the name of Jesus Christ in your actions. That the enemy will not be able to enter in. For the Bible says, against such there is no law. See, but with me, allow the enemy to come in. Because we're operating outside of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Then the enemy has a legal right to come in and to destroy you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are one of the most sobering facts about life is that all humans have a supernatural energy whose enemy you are, who aim at your Satan is to use pain, pleasure to make us blind, stupid, and miserable forever. The Bible calls him the devil. The Bible calls him Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, the accuser. You are the ruler of this world and the God of this age. He is our adversary. He prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Amen. Yet, hallelujah. In the most appalling and unwitting bondage, the whole world willingly follows the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons and daughters of disobedience, and his most successful, his subjects of marching. I want you to understand, his subjects march vigorously to destruction and take as many with them as he can. So he's using a very thing that's in you to destroy you. The Bible says, it's just the devil. Amen. To resist the enemy and he shall flee. These things that are in us, and we're going to wrap up here. You all, we have to refuse. We have to, each and every day, refuse that opportunity that the enemy is trying in order to lure us in to destroy us. The daily refuse you all to give him an opportunity. And the daily stand against it. We have to daily you all stand against his schemes and techniques to try to get us, amen, to operate in these spirits of fear and lust and disobedience, drunkenness, idolatry, jealousy, unforgiveness, anger, wrath, foolishness, greed. Hey, we have to stand against these schemes and techniques of the devil.
Amen.
Because he's using this very thing to enter in to destroy you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs 17:19, he who loves transgression loves strife, and he who exalts his gaze seeks destruction.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy is using what is in you to destroy you. Whatever that is, whatever that is, will you decide today, no more,
yes,
will I allow the enemy to use me. Sometimes he makes it look like it's all right. They did you wrong. Be mad at you. It's all right to be jealousy and envious because you ain't got it. It's okay to be mad about that. It's okay to gossip. You ain't gossiping. You just saying. You just speaking your mind. It's okay to drink. You got drunk. It's okay to drink some more. The enemy is speaking. Drink a little bit more. Have a little bit more. So now he can enter in to destroy you. It's
yeah.
Okay to don't forgive them. They did this to you. They need to suffer. He's speaking that to you. Don't forgive them. No. You have to go to their grave and say, I'll never forgive you. The Bible says, if we do not render forgiveness, we cannot be forgiven. And if we don't, we cannot enter into God's kingdom. The Bible tells, he says, such things will not, hallelujah, such things, if we practice these things, we will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Yes, Lord.
Will you examine yourself on today? Will you examine yourself? Am I operating with unforgiveness? Am I operating with jealousy? Am I operating with hatred and unforgiveness and drunkenness and robbery? Am I operating this way? And this is why I'm breaking down. And this is why so many things are happening to me. And this is why. Because sometimes people are going through our life and they feeling good and healthy in their mind, but the enemy is using greed. He's using lust. And he's making it look good, but he's using everything to destroy you, to keep you out of the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
I want you to understand, when we leave here, that is if we enter into eternity, where will you end up in eternity? Will you end up with God? Or will you end up with the devil?
Hallelujah.
Will you? I'm closing out right now. And I thank God for the message on today because it makes me to examine and evaluate myself to make sure I'm not operating outside of God's will and plan for my life and according to the fruits of the Spirit. And when I find myself operating outside of this, I have to stand and resist the devil, knowing that he will flee.
Uh-huh.
Understanding this. If it is operating you, be delivered today. Resist the devil because the enemy is using what is in you to destroy you. And on the other side of that, God is using what's in you to deliver you and to set you free. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible says that Jesus came. When we look at John 10:10, you all don't wrap up here, but Jesus says, I've come that they may have it in more abundance. So when
that's
you're
right.
operating with the fruits of the Spirit, when you allow the fruits of the Spirit, you're operating, you are in love. When you're operating in love and joy and peace and long-suffering and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control, amen, you are delivered from that of the devil. You're delivered from sin and death, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now you enter into the life of abundance because the Bible tells us about the enemy in 10 and 10, but it also says, because you don't hear people, because you all look at verse, you just hear the thief coming out with the kill, shouldn't destroy. But then they don't tell you what Jesus said. He said, then I come. I want you to say,
amen.
The devil come, but then Jesus said, I have come,
amen,
that you may have more abundance and more life and more abundance. So I want you to say, don't let the enemy come to kill, shoot, and destroy you. You just say, I come, hallelujah, that you may have life and life in abundance. Jesus came to bring life after death. There is more life to live. But the enemy is choosing what is in you to destroy you.
Yes,
my brothers and my sisters, examine yourself on what's on the inside. The Bible says, it's not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the Bible says in the book of Matthew, as Jesus was talking to his disciples, hallelujah, it is not what's on the inside, it's what's on the inside of a man that defiles a man. He says, not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles the man. The Bible says, we'll go right here, for out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adultery, yeah, fornication, theft, false witnesses, blasphemy. You see it right here in the Bible. He said, but these are the things which defile a man.
Yeah.
The enemy is using what is in you to destroy you.
Uh-huh.
God bless everyone today in service. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of this word. Will there be one today? Amen. Will there be one today?
Hallelujah. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, you know, this is an opportunity for you to give your life over to Christ. Hallelujah. Because just right now, you might be alive, but in a second, you'll be gone. If you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, this is the opportunity for you. Let's not take any chances. You know, this is an invitation to be a part of the kingdom of God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Lord. Will you press one? Will you press one today? Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody that's needing prayer, hallelujah. Will you press one today? Hallelujah. That word went forth today. I mean, that word was just so, you know, so mighty, and just hitting home about agreeing with things on the inside. Everybody needs to pray about something. If you know that is you, that is something that you have on the inside, something that you're thinking about, something that's physically going on with you, whether it's with you or a family member, will you come right now? Will you come? Will you press one? Will you bring it all to God in prayer? Hallelujah. Someone is looking for a church home right now. You find yourself out of fellowship. This may even be the first time that you have came to Sunday service in a long time. Well, thank God for you. But here it is.
Yes,
you know, there is a church home for you right here. There's a church home for you right here. Apostle Tawanika and I, we would love to be your pastor. We would love to be your apostle. Hallelujah. We would love to be your shepherd. This is what God has called us to be. You know, not just to be in this place of just saying that we're your pastors or we're your apostles, but to be in this place to help you to get sharpened. So one day, when God calls you up, hallelujah, hallelujah, you'll be ready.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Will you come today? Will you press one today? Amen. Father God, we thank you for every single body that came, every single body that had the desire to come. We thank you, Father God, that every single need have already been met by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father God, that by the word of our testimony, we receive every single thing that Jesus Christ has already provided in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over all that we have received today from Apostle Tawanika Manning. We receive in the mighty name of Jesus. Plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over all that we are concerned about in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you have loved us so much. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody that do agree says amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Every time we're going to receive our tithes and offerings, if you have cash app, you will cash app over to $ Pastor Chantel. Amen. And if you need other means to send your tithes and offering, you can give us a call at 832-725-8094. Again, the number is 832-725-8094, and we'll tell you how you can remit your tithes to us. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings,
yes,
and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring, hallelujah, much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for blessing us, for you are our provider. It's our responsibility to manage money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication that we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, but hallelujah, your honor. It is the wisdom of a spirit, his generous heart. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. And it's in Jesus' name.
Lord.
Thank you. Let's pray to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. This Sunday's
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get there on my great day. But when I get to heaven, gonna sing.